Aya's PhonePe's public listing, a GAME changer, FOR, India's fintech sector. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and you're listening to the FinTech Daily Brief by Podcast AI. Let's find out. Today, we're diving into PhonePe's transition to a public company ahead of its planned initial public offering, the strategic moves by Razorpay to follow suit, and the broader implications for India's digital payments landscape. PhonePe, one of India's leading online payment service providers, has officially changed its legal status from private to public. This is a significant step as it prepares for its initial public offering. According to a report filed with the Registrar of Companies, the company has altered its name from PhonePe Private Limited to PhonePe Limited. The board of directors approved this transition on April 3, 2025, and it now awaits approval from company members and the Ministry of Corporate Affairs Central Processing Center. This move is seen as a strategic preparation for a public listing, which PhonePe has deemed timely given its strong financial performance. The company highlighted its robust growth in its latest annual report, indicating that this is an opportune moment to go public. In its last private funding round, PhonePe was valued at approximately $12 billion, and it is now aiming for a valuation of up to $15 billion with the help of advisors like Morgan Stanley and JP Morgan. Sameer Nigam, the chief executive officer and co-founder of PhonePe, has previously mentioned that regulatory considerations, such as the National Payments Corporation of India's planned cap on market share for unified payments interface apps, have influenced the timing of their initial public offering. However, with the deadline for compliance extended to December 31, 2026, PhonePe is moving forward with its plans. While we're on the topic of fintech companies going public, Razorpay is also making headlines. The Bengaluru-based digital payments company has received board approval to transition to a public limited company. Razorpay is shifting its parent company from the United States to India, with plans to go public by the financial year 2026 to 2027. This move follows the merger of Razorpay Inc. and Razorpay India, which received approval 2 months ago. PhonePe and Razorpay are set to join the ranks of Paytm and MobiQuick, which have already gone public. With PhonePe holding a dominant 48% market share in UPI, followed by Google Pay at 37%, the upcoming public listings could reshape the competitive landscape of digital payments in India. It's exciting to see how these developments will impact the fintech sector in India. Will it spur innovation and growth, or will it create new challenges? Only time will tell. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.